We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that said that if you put an Erev on a tree above 10 Tvachim, it's not an Erev. Below 10 Tvachim, it is Erev. And the Gemara, through a whole discussion, came out that the case in the Mishnah is not what it seems like. It's a whole different case that looks like. The case was that the tree was jutting out of your Dalet Amos, out of your four Amos, and then it went up. So if you put it above your Tvachim, the Erev, and you're sitting in your Dalet Amos on the bottom, so then it's not a good Erev, because you can't bring it from Shishu Yochid to Shishu Rabim. But if it's a Lamata Meyud, which is it's in a Carmelis, because anything lower than 10 Tvachim is a Carmelis, so then I could bring it to my Makom Shvisa, so it's a good Erev. And even though there's two Isur Darabanan there, first of all, bring from a Carmelis to Erev Shishu Rabim is Isur Darabanan. And number two, it's Mimushtamish with a tree. Still, we said it's Mutter because our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. That holds that Bein HaShmashas, there's no Shvus, there's no Darabanan. And there's another thing you have to speak out. The reason why it has to go out of Dalet Amos is because if it would be in your own Dalet Amos, your Dalet Amos, like Ke'ilu, goes up, your Shvisa goes up. So even if it was in Shishu Yachid, since it's Ke'ilu, your Makom Shvisa is going straight up, it would be in the same place as the Erev, which is above your Tvachim. Therefore, it has to be, it's out of your Dalet Amos. That's the case in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah brought in, the Gemara brought in, that's Mutter to do the Ister Abanan is because since it's the Erev is Chal Bein HaShmashas, and Bein HaShmashas, there's no Ister Abanan. And we said that's Rebbe's Shita. Where's this Rebbe? Where's this Rebbe brought down? Which Braisa? So Gemara doesn't say it's this following Braisa. My Rebbe, my Rabbanan. Who's Rebbe? Who's the Rabbanan who arguing on Rebbe? Where do we find this Machlekes? So the Gemara, the Tanya, learned in the Braisa, Nosnu be'ilon l'mayel ma'asari, put the Erev in a tree above 10 Tvachim, ein ruv Erev. And like we said, the case is, it was Erev Dalet Amos and above your Tvachim. Then Allah says, ein ruv Erev. Why? Because you can't bring the Erev to you because the Erev is in a Shishu Yochid and you're a Shishu Rabim. L'mata ma'asari Tvachim. If you put the Erev below 10 Tvachim, a ruv Erev, it is a good Erev. It is a good Erev. Why? Because it's in the same place as you. And the only Isidar Abaran that's between you and the Erev. But the Lach is, also litloy, you're not allowed to take it. Why can't you take it? Because it's on a tree. And if it's on a tree, you can't take it. That means on Shabbos, you want to eat this bread, Shal Shudas, you cannot take it down. B'soich Shloisha, if it was put on a tree, L'mat Masara, not L'mat Masara, it was B'soich Shloisha, three Tfachim from the ground, then it's Mutter litloy. Then you're allowed to take it. What's the Pshat? Because anything that's with a three tefachim on the ground is lover. It's like considered part of the ground. And there's no gzeira of the mishtamish b'ilon when something is three tefachim from the ground. So, and the Mara says, yeah, then we'll see in a second, this is Rebbe Shita. So even though you also litloy, because it's the rabbanon, it's a tree, but still it's a good erev. But seich shloisha is even mutter litloy. Nosdu b'kalkala, another halacha in this price is, let's say you put the Erev in a basket, but totally be Elon, and you hung it on a tree, fill a mile of Masar Tvachim, even above 10 Tvachim, Eruvi Erev, it's a good Erev. Divrei Rebbe, it's a good Erev. Now, even though L'chaira, putting it in the Kalkala above your Tvachim is still Shishu Yochid, because the tree is Shishu Yochid, so who cares if it's in a basket? So L'chaira, why is it an Erev? So Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. But that's Gemara says to me, well, Nostan, but Kalkala, but totally be Elon, fill a mile of Masar Tvachim, Eruvi Erev is a good Erev, Divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita. Cham Maimrim, Cham Agyar Rebbe, and say, Kol Mokoyim Sha'osa Litloy, anytime it's also to take down, Ein Eruv Eruv. It is not an Eruv. Anytime it's also to take down, it's not a Eruv. Cham Maimrim Mahay. What's Chacham going on? What's the Chacham going on? They says, by the way, anything that's also Eruv Eruv. Because there's two dinim Rebbe said over. First of all, he said, Dalamata ma'asara tvachim on the tree, it's Erev. And he said, no, Allah, you've put in a basket above your tvachim, it's Erev. And the Chum say, Kom mokum sha'os litlo, anytime you can't take it off, ain't Eruvi Erev. So the Chum oimrim ahe, where's the Chum, what case is the Chum arguing on? Ilay ma'asefa, is he arguing on the Sefa, which means the Sefa says that according to Rabbi, you put it on a basket, it's called a good Erev, even above your tvachim. And the Rabbanim say on that, anytime it's also to take it off, it's not a good Erev. But the Chayra, if it's in a basket, why can't you take it out of the basket? The basket is not a tree. The basket is hanging on a tree. So, Lemik HaSavra Rabbanon Tzadad Masurim, are you going to say the Rabbanon hold something hanging on a tree is Asur? which actually the halacha is we paskin like that. That's Dardum Zasurim, but l'maisa it's machlokes Rava and Abaye Masechta Shabbos, and we don't want to bring in this machlokes. We want to say it's a raya from the Rabbanon, like one of the Amorayim. That's not good. We don't want the Rabbanon to be a stam like one that's also that is saying that's also to do. So we don't want that to be, even though that's true, that's the halacha l'maisa. We don't want the Rabbanon to be in first Tana that's Dardum Zasurim. So he can't be going on a sefer. Elo is going on Reisha. It's going on the Reisha, which says you put in the Elon Lamata Ma'asara is a good Eruv, and even though you can't take it down, because it's the Rabbanim, Shtamas B'Elon, and also it's of God of Kamal, it's also the Rabbanim. And that the Rebbe Chama say, anything that's also to do on Shabbos is not a good Eruv. Even though here the Eruv is Chal Ben Ashmashas. So you see, it's Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon if it goes through our Shmuz Ben Ashmashas. And that is our Rebbe and Rabbanon who say, that we said before, that our Mishnah that says that Lamata Ma'asara on a tree is a good Erev, Mishtamash B'ilon, and second problem, like Rash says, I Carmelis. So he said it's going according to the Rebbe who holds in Gozru Shvus Ben Hashmashas. We don't make it Isra Abana Ben Hashmashas. We say the Rabbanon argue on that. That's Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon, and our Mishnah before is going according to Rebbe. But now the Mishnah will analyze. What is pshat in the Mishnah is going to analyze that? What's pshat in this brisa? And then the Gemara is going to analyze. I mean, what's the pshat in this brisa? The ratio of the brisa says if you put something on a tree, lemayla masara tfachim, it's not an erev because it's shiachah. Then it says you put it on a kala, you put it in a basket above a sarah tfachim, it is an erev. What's the chiluk? That's the Gemara is going to talk about now. Hi ilon hechidami. What is the case of the ilon in the first case of this brisa? Idles be arba'a, if it's not four tfachim wide, it's yud tfachim high, ten tfachim high, but not four tfachim wide, makam pturu. It's a makom tur, and it's not a shushi yachid. V'i de ispe, and then even the lemayla masara should be kasha. V'i de ispe arba, so the elamai has four tefachim. That's why it's not a kasha because it's a shushi yachid. So then kinosu v'kalkala my hava. What's the difference you put into the basket? It's still a shushi yachid. So what's going on? The ratio on the sefer the brisa shtikol astira. The ratio is lemayla mayud is not a good area. Why? Because it's a shushi yachid. So the sefer by kalkala, why is it any better? Amravina. Reisha this be'arba. The reisha this tree is four tefachim wide and ten tefachim high, so it's a shushi yachid, and that's why we understand it's not an erev. Sefer the less be'arba, it does not have four tefachim. The kalkala mashlimaisay la'arba, and the basket makes it four tefachim wide. And why do you need to be four tefachim wide? The Gemara is going to say in a second. Just the case is that the tree is not a shushi yachid. So picture a tree is, let's say, two and a half tefachim wide, and by 2.5 tefachim by 2.5 tefachim, and your tefachim high. So the tree itself is makom ptur. On top, the kalkala extends another 1.5 tefach. So in that case, it's not a shushi yachid. But the only thing you can ask me is, that why do we have to? What's the point of saying in the case of a kalkala? Just say it was on the tree then, if it's a makom ptur. So the kalkala mishlamas ala arba. It makes it four tefachim. Why? Because when it's seen a second, Rebbe holds that the makom erev has to be a makom chashuv of four tefachim. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Like we'll see. The kalkala mishlamas ala arba. The Rebbe shavala karam meyer. Holds a karam meyer. But shavala karam Yehuda. Holds a karam meyer. And he holds a karam Yehuda. Shavala karam meyer. Holds a karam meyer. The omar chaykim lahashtum. He holds a karam meyer who says chaykim lahashtum. We have before. That if someone has like an archway that's not straight up, and Shalav is chayav mezuzah. So we say if there's enough room to chisel out on top that should be four tefachim wide, you put a mezuzah there. Because you're allowed to do chaykim lahashtum. So here also, where the basket is sitting next to the tree, the floor of the basket is really a little lower than the floor of the tree, you know, the floor space of the tree on top. It's a little lower. So you look at chaykim lahashtum, look at you chisel through the tree, and that makes a flat surface of four tefachim wide. And why do you need a mile of four tefachim wide? So look, who don't be the area of we need a place of four tefachim, a landing place of four tefachim, in order to be a good erev. You're telling me now if you have chaykim lahashtum and you have four tefachim, so why shouldn't it be a shushi yachid then? Because it's four tefachim by your tefachim high. Teretz is like Rashi explains, the only time something ten tefachim high and four tefachim wide is shushi yachid is only if it goes from the bottom up four tefachim wide. But if the bottom it's less than four tefachim wide and on top it gets four tefachim wide, that will not be a Rosh Hashiachid. Rosh Hashiachid has to be from the bottom, four tefachim wide and your tefachim high. But at the bottom, it's less than four tefachim, and on top, it's four tefachim, it's not called a Rosh Hashiachid. So therefore, when you put it on the kala levayla miyud, you know why it's a good Erev? Because it's darash is yachid. I, why do you mokum haba? Because you need a mokum dal, you need a place of four. I, where's your place of four? Teretz is, you have the bottom of the basket, which goes combines with the top of the tree, and that comes four tefachim. Even if it's not the exact same level, you say chaykum l'hashlim to chisel out and make a flat surface.